在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
Lesson 141 Excited. Sally was very excited because she had never travelled on a train before. We felt very excited at the news. There was an excited look on her face. Get on.Suddenly, a middle-aged lady got on the train and sat opposite Sally. I was in a hurry and got on the wrong bus. When I got on the bus, there was no empty seat. Middle-aged. Who's the middle-aged woman over there? Our headmaster is a middle-aged man. Opposite. There's a church just opposite my house.The girl sitting opposite me is my classmate. Curiously. Sally did not answer, but looked at her curiously. Who's that boy? She asked curiously. The little boy opened the box curiously. Funny. The lady was dressed in a blue coat and a large, funny hat.It's funny, I didn't ask for any food. This is the funniest joke I've ever heard. Powder. After the train had left the station, the lady opened her handbag and took out her powder compact. She put some powder on the baby's leg. What is the powder made of? Compact.She always keeps a powder compact in her bag. She is making up with the compact in front of her. Kindly. She put away her compact and smiled kindly. Will you kindly put the book back? The teacher answered my question kindly. Ugly.But you are still ugly. This is an ugly face. The snake is really ugly. Amused. Sally was amused, but I was very embarrassed. The children are very amused with the monkey. He won't be very amused when he finds out what happened to his fish.Smile. What makes you smile so happily? She smiled at me when she saw me. Embarrassed. She looked very embarrassed when she saw him. There's an embarrassed smile on his face. Lesson 142. Worried. They are worried.She's so worried about her exams. Don't be so worried. He'll be all right soon. Regularly. Someone repairs it regularly. We meet regularly for a cup of tea. I call my parents regularly. Lesson 143. Surround.I live in a very old town which is surrounded by beautiful woods. The city is surrounded by a river. I am surrounded by many students. Wood. The farmer is cutting the trees in the wood. We were once lost in the wood. Beauty spot. It is a famous beauty spot.There are a lot of beauty spots in this city. We will visit a beauty spot in the morning. 100. On Sundays, hundreds of people come from the city to see our town and to walk through the woods. There are 500 students in this school. I've told you 100 times not to do that. City.We live in the same city, but seldom meet each other. New York is a modern city. through. Water runs out through this pipe. Every day, hundreds of cars go through this street. Visitor. Visitors have been asked to keep the woods clean and tidy. We are visitors here. The visitors will arrive soon. Tidy. Her room is always so tidy. He is a tidy person. Litter. Litter baskets have been placed under the trees, but people still throw their rubbish everywhere. Don't leave litter everywhere. The city is very clean. You can't see any litter in the streets. Litter basket. There are litter baskets on both sides of the street. Please put the rubbish in the litter baskets. Place. The doctor placed his hands on his face. Where did you place my book? Throw. The little boy threw a stone at the dog. Throw the ball to me, Billy. Rubbish. The river is full of rubbish. I must clear some of the rubbish from my desk. Count. I counted 7 old cars and 3 old refrigerators. He counted his money carefully. The teacher is counting the students in the class. Cover. The litter baskets were empty and the ground was covered with pieces of paper, cigarette ends, old tires, empty bottles, and rusty tins. The table is covered with dirt. She was very sad and covered her face with her hands. Peace. Would you like another piece of cake? The glass was broken into pieces. Tire. The front tire is flat. We need to have a spare tire at the back of the car. Rusty. The knife is rusty. The machine is getting rusty. Among. Among the rubbish, I found a sign which said, "Anyone who leaves litter in these woods will be prosecuted." This is a common mistake among students. He recognized her among the crowd. Prosecute. He was prosecuted for stealing. Anyone who breaks the rule will be prosecuted.